This radio drama is set to reach its target population. Audiences were relatively young men and women, mostly uneducated, with the majority in the poorer socioeconomic groups. Actors. Jessica, a 16-year-old female, was forced to drop out of school due to pregnancy still staying with her mother in Canaan. Later in the drama, she will go back to school. Baby T, newborn baby with Jessica and Ben as his parents. Jessica's mother, a 44-year-old lady working as a domestic worker in the town of Gobabis. She is the mother of Jessica and a soft-spoken person. Ben, a 19-year-old young man and the father of Baby T. He is a school dropout currently employed as a worker at a shop in Gobabis, where he stays at his parents' house. Maria, a 17-year-old friend of Jessica, schooling at a Paco High School and resides in Canaan.
Knock knock. We come in loving peace to see a new mommy and my first grandchild.
Oh ma, please come in. I'm feeling drained.
Hi Nia Jess, the journey just kicked off. You are going to have so many sleepless nights, my baby.
I'm just glad the caring is over. The nurse spoke to me sternly when she brought back the baby. She spoke about breastfeeding. I honestly thought that I was going to breastfeed for a short while and then stop so that my breast will not become saggy and look like used tea bags.
Mexican Nia, you're going to breastfeed for as long as you can. We are going to raise a healthy baby. We'll not have to buy any additional baby food yet, at least not for a while. Ons het nie geld vir nog 'n maand nie. We only have to make sure you will eat healthy enough for the two of you.
But what about my school, mommy? How will I keep focus?
Kunt, we live near your school. Break time will be eating time for the both of you. We will make a plan and we can also talk to your teachers about this. They will understand. And those times when you cannot leave school, you can express some of your milk and we store it in a clean container in a cool place. Because we don't have electricity or a fridge, we put it under the bed and I will then give it to the baby with a cup and a spoon.
3 months have passed. Jessica is now a 17-year-old matric learner who gave birth during the first academic term at school. She had a hard time accepting her pregnancy and it was more difficult because her boyfriend seemed distant, although he was working hard to save some money for their baby. Although she has her mother's full support, she now needs to navigate through the new experience and make decisions that are beneficial for her baby.
Jess, let's go. You always take long when we get to your house, so please hurry up.
I'm coming. Let me just submit my book for marking, then we go.
Aye, and now be quick. I cannot wait to go play with our baby.
I wish the baby was ours even when he wakes up every 2 to 3 hours at night.
True that. It's not easy as a young mother. It's just that he is so cute.
Okay, let's go. My breasts become heavier if I stay too long from my baby boy.
You totally got this, friend. You got this.
What I have is a great support system. Cup.
Hello girls, how are you today? Ayena, it's a jolly day today and Baby T is nowhere near tired.
Oh hi mommy, so do I still breastfeed him?
Oh yes young madam, sit and get yourself ready to breastfeed him. You remember, that's what the midwife said when you got discharged. If you want the best for your baby, breastfeed him exclusively for 6 months and on then demand during his first 2 years. Oh hi Maria, good to see you again.
Hi auntie. Hi little one.
Has Ben not been here today?
Oh, he already left a while back. He came quickly this morning to drop off some goodies. He also tried to be helpful and wanted to feed baby T formula with a bottle. But before I could tell him that we only give the baby breast milk, baby T already showed him that he doesn't want. He's such a smart baby already. He didn't want anything else but was just waiting for you to come during break and give him the real milk.
Baby T can be so unnecessary, VJ.
Nah, I think that is so sweet. He just knows what's good. So how long are you gonna breastfeed?
Friend, I got a whole lecture the day T was born at the hospital. I will breastfeed probably till he is like a year old. Okay, that's quite long, to be honest. But at least I will do 9 months, maybe more then, depending on how I manage.
Do you remember that baby that they rushed in the day you were discharged?
Oh my god, that still haunts me today. I could never forget that.
What happened, friend?
There was a real commotion at the hospital for some minutes. According to what the nurse told me, the mother of a very young baby felt it was time for her to start feeding her baby solid food. The poor baby was still too young, only 4 months old, and his body could not handle the solids yet. And the mother thought that the baby was just throwing tantrums and is trying to be difficult. The nurses and doctors had a lot of explaining to do. You see, as a young mother, you learn as you go. And that girl didn't really know about breastfeeding and what is good for her baby at what age. You really need to ask what is best and what works.
So the poor baby was actually starving.
Malnourished. He didn't get the nutrition he needed.
Yeah, because there are certain minerals and vitamins that are great for a baby's growth that are only transferred from the mother's milk. I mean, formula also has some of this mineral, but it's so much better and natural to come straight from the mother. The baby gets the mother's antibodies too, which strengthens its immune system and prevents it from getting sick.
And there's that bond.
Yes, that much I know just from seeing Jess sits like that with the baby every day. And sometimes Jess has that smile on her face. Now, just look at how calm the baby got too. So sweet.
Baby T loves that position. And I'm just glad that he's often falling asleep right after he's done drinking and eating from the breast. It reminds me of my own time with Jessica some 16, 17 years ago when she was still a baby. And I'm telling you, back then I breastfed for about 2 years and it had no negative effect on my breast or how they look whatsoever.
Mom, please.
Ha ha, you guys are funny. But honestly, do you just simply know all these things when becoming a mom? Or did you get any training?
Let me go make tea for you girls while you are here.
Thank you, Auntie. You are so kind. So tell me, friend.
Okay, so I'm actually learning every day. Of course, after being told and given advice by the nurses and my mom about how important breastfeeding is, besides the physical and medical benefits, it also has great psychological and emotional benefits. Besides it being free of charge for both me and the baby. However, practice makes perfect. I'm telling you, like how to hold him best, learning about when he is hungry, how to make him burp afterwards and get the air out of his tummy, and getting into all those other routines with him. It's an exciting learning journey, to be honest.
I feel like I'm talking to a professional mom. Wow, Jess. I'm impressed. Just wow.
Ayena, sorry dog, mommy's a teddy bear key. He doesn't like his meal to move. I think I was shaking a bit when I laughed. Yeah, indeed. It wasn't easy in the beginning when I didn't have all the information, experience, and support. But now that I know all the benefits, I really want to go ahead with this for as long as I can.
Here is your tea, girls. And I also just remember the information that the social worker gave us. Breastfeeding also assists the uterus to return to its pre-pregnant state faster, and it also reduces the risk of ovarian cancer and premenopausal breast cancer.
Also, you remember I talked about these antibodies that are in the milk. They help the baby fight off viruses and bacteria that lower the risk of the baby getting asthma or allergies. And if one breastfeeds for longer than 6 months, it will prevent the baby from having breathing-related illnesses and diarrhea and also fever ear infection.
Wow, I really did not know all of this. It just looked much more natural to me to breastfeed. It's really good that you got all this information and seeing that you are having such a great support system as well. That must be a serious relief, given that you can't really sleep through at night in the first few months.
Indeed, it makes it a whole lot easier. Yes, especially that my mom and also this one auntie in the neighbor are there for me and my baby.
Hi everyone. Oh, wow. Baby T is surrounded by so many ladies.
More like surrounded by so much love, son. Come, he's almost done eating and about to fall asleep.
Oh, sweet. Jess, how are you feeling today? I heard T was a little grumpy last night.
I'm much better now, Ben. Are you also on a break from work?
Yeah, I'm on a baby T break. I want a strong and healthy baby, physically, emotionally, and mentally. So we all need to be here for him and want to see the baby steps he takes as he grows up. Plus, my boss's wife also recently had a baby, so he knows how important it is for a dad to be around. He currently allows for my breaks to be a little longer just for now in the next few weeks, as long as I work extra hard when I'm back at work.
Spoken like a true man, and glad your boss is also understanding and part of that new generation of men. Did you manage to do the grocery shopping, Ben?
Yes, I did, and got my baby mommy some healthy foods for her to have strength. And sorry, I forgot that it's not yet time for him to eat other things or have formula. Your mom reminded me this morning when I was here earlier and wanted to feed him the bugle. And funny enough, he also seems to not want it.
Oh yes, he will only need that in a few months, but it's good that you brought it now. We can use it later then when it's time for supplementary feeding. And thank you so much for the food. You are a star. Oh, is there something that Maria and I can take with to class now? We are done with the tea now and have to rush back to class.
You can each take one of these muffins I baked yesterday.
And maybe take your food with. I bought some apples and the bananas here were on special. I also bought some veggies and a pack of lamb that you can cook later. Cause I was told that farm fresh meat has healthy fats. Here also some eggs for the proteins and some cereal for breakfast. Lastly, here some beetroot and fresh milk. Cause my boss said you will need to consume extra iron and calcium since you need to be healthy for two.
Wow, Ben, all of this to make sure that you have a strong baby. But not even a little sweet treat for me. I'm so hurt.
Hi, Mexican. Such an ungrateful heart.
No, it's okay, Ben. I'm just teasing you. You are a star. I don't know what I will do without you.
Ben's care and efforts are indeed sweet enough, Jess. Come on, it's time to go.
Yes, it's almost time. Plus, big boy here is fast asleep too.
Let me help you with him while you go get ready to go back to classes.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much, Ben. I mean, for everything. I'm really so grateful.
We are in this together, my lady.
Come on, girls. Back to school. Get going, get going.
Okay, auntie. I will try to make a turn this afternoon after my school work to still get some time to play with baby T today.
Sure, that is possible, or tomorrow again, as long as you concentrate in class and on your homeworks. It's your matric year. This baby will be just as adorable next year, but your results better be even more adorable.
Also true. Okay, Ma, we are going now. Laters, Ma. Let me just kiss my baby before I go. Ben, a grateful hug for you.
Oh yes, please. I'm already standing here with open arms. Take care.
Breastfeeding is a custom and a healthy practice whereby a mother feeds her baby milk through her breast for the first few months of his or her life in order for the baby to build physical strength and grow. During this period, the baby also bonds emotionally with the mother, giving him or her a greater sense of belonging, security, and sense of being welcomed in this world. This form of nurturing is very important and is therefore highly encouraged for all mothers. Young mothers are thus encouraged to practice this art to ensure that they have healthy babies, and all fathers and other family members are encouraged to support mothers in breastfeeding a baby. It needs a village to raise a child. This drama was produced by Edwin Duka Mushemo, supported by OCDF and Senegal's Trust Namibia.